We're celebrating our 10th year of podcasting.
Find out what's changed, what's stayed the same, and what's next.
Join us for our quick take where we'll answer a few of your questions. This is episode 300 of Growth Igniters Radio with Pam Harper and Scott Harper.
This episode is brought to you by Business Advancement Incorporated, enabling successful leaders and companies to accelerate to their next level of success. On the web at businessadvance.com. And now, here's Pam and Scott.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Pam Harper, founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement Incorporated. So, Scott, this is a special quick take. We're not just celebrating entering into our 10th year of Growth Igniters Radio.
Right.
This is episode 300.
Yeah, it's amazing to reflect back on how far we've come since we started.
Yes. Well, today we're answering a few of the questions we've been asked over the years. Also, be sure to listen all the way to the end for a special offer in celebration of this special milestone. Now let's go to listener questions. The first one is, what has surprised you most about podcasting since you started?
Well, about our podcasting at least, when we started, we had the same purpose that we have today. Our regular listeners have heard it all the time to spark new insights, inspiration, and immediately useful ideas to help visionary leaders accelerate themselves and their companies to their next level of game-changing innovation, transformation, and growth. That purpose has not changed, but how we reach it, that has evolved.
Yes, it has. But what we didn't expect was how profoundly the range of topics we talk about would change as the world keeps changing.
That's right. For instance, we didn't anticipate the impact of remote work and hybrid work that came in the wake of COVID-19.
COVID-19. Who anticipated that when we started?
Nobody at all. Nobody at all. And all these changes in how work is done in companies and across the world are so profound and lasting. We aren't going back anytime soon.
Going back? I don't know. And as far as the changes in how work is done, who knows what's going to happen next?
We don't, but we can anticipate and keep talking about it as it happens. Another change is the emergence of advanced technologies, including generative AI and all the ethical issues around that.
Where was that when we started 10 years ago?
Well, nobody thought about ChatGPT. Maybe we chatted sometimes.
Yes.
And then there are evolving issues that CEOs, C-suite executives, and boards face in staying aligned and future-focused as the world keeps changing in so many unexpected ways. And building on this, what we've just been talking about, here's another question we've been asked. What's the biggest leadership challenge that has emerged in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic?
It's staying curious and open to new ways of thinking that challenge our established viewpoints. But along with the challenge is the opportunity to collaborate and innovate in ways that create new value. For instance, we've been privileged to speak with amazing people who represent a wide range of expertise and perspectives.
Yes, we have.
They include award-winning visionary CEOs, C-suite executives, and corporate directors. From renowned thought leaders and authors of best-selling business books to emerging thought leaders. And this is completely in keeping with our value of seeking out all kinds of viewpoints and philosophies that broaden and enrich our thinking, experiences, and mindset.
Absolutely.
One of the things we've been especially happy about is being able to bring together our global guests to become a Growth Igniters community. Whether it's creating an exclusive top leadership event as we did last fall, or providing opportunities to support each other's top priorities in a variety of ways. We're focused on building value together beyond the podcast itself. So yes, the world has fundamentally changed. Yes, it's harder to get together than it was before. And at the same time, there are still opportunities for us to create relationships that can be transformational. So leadership challenges can also become opportunities.
Oh, absolutely. And here's another question that we've been asked. How has podcasting for us changed over the years since we started?
Well, from a strategic standpoint, when we started, There were podcasts, but not nearly as many as there are now.
That's right. And over the years, of course, there have been many thousands of podcasts that have come and gone. Lots of podcasts are very short-lived, but we've hung on. Podcasting for us is a fundamental part of how we reach people and create value and help people understand what we do.
It's a commitment. And at the same time, we believe it's important to create a unique voice that's thought-provoking and in line with the evolving needs of our CEO, C-suite, and corporate director listeners.
Fortunately, we've been getting noticed for it. We've been honored to receive the 2023 PopCon Award for Best Business, Marketing, and Tech Podcast. And Thinkers 360 has once again named Growth Igniters Radio a top 125 thought-leading podcast.
And news of our 10th year has also just been picked up by major media outlets, including MarketWatch, Yahoo Finance, Morningstar, and many others that are focused on our listeners. Now, these honors didn't exist when we first started. It's just one more example of how podcasting has become another way of connecting with people in the world.
That's right. Now, what hasn't changed over the years is our appreciation for the people who have helped us get to this point.
Yes. This includes our podcasting mentor, Jim Blasingame, who got us started right from the get-go. And our virtual assistant, Gloria Luzier, who managed the many administrative aspects of our podcast.
We're also grateful to our podcast producers over the years. There's Chris Kern of Fractal Recording, whose voice you still hear at the beginning and the end of each episode. Jesse McCune of Tansy Aster Audio, who helped us continue to grow. And Kate Astrakhan and her team at Podcast Network Solutions, who helps us keep improving and growing in this fast-changing podcast environment.
And of course, there are you out there who listen to our podcast. Whether you've been listening to us for years, right from the start, or you're just starting out, we appreciate you deeply, especially those of you who've reached out to us over the years to tell us what you like about our podcast. Keep listening for our special offer.
Last question, Pam. What's next for Growth Igniters Radio?
It's continuing to create a diversified community filled with rich and productive conversations, just as we have from the start.
Yeah.
We'll continue to talk about emerging trends that affect us as leaders and our companies and organizations that can provide value to the world. And of course, we'll continue to do this on a weekly basis, having conversations with guests and also having our Pam and Scott quick takes.
Absolutely. So building on that, Pam, what are three immediately useful ideas based on what we've learned over the years about developing what we call a Growth Igniters mindset?
The first one is think big. Use all of the unexpected changes that we're facing as fuel for creating new value for game-changing growth.
What's the second idea?
Be curious. Remember, there's always more to the story of whatever leadership issues you're facing. Before you take action, dig deeper to learn more about the hidden dynamics that are influencing what you're seeing.
We've found that curiosity is a superpower. And what's the third idea?
Embrace complexity. When we're in uncharted territory, as we all are these days, draw on the wisdom of a wide range of others in your community. This is where you can discover the opportunities embedded within the challenges.
And that's our quick take for today. Whether you're a longtime listener or just discovered us, thank you for listening to Growth Igniters Radio.
Before we close, here's our special offer in honor of our 10th year celebration. Go to growthignitersradio.com and click on Contact Us in the upper right-hand corner of the page. Then, briefly tell us what your favorite episode is and why.
The first three people who do this by April 10th, 2024, will receive a complimentary Kindle version of Pam's critically acclaimed book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock.
We look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, this is Pam Harper.
And Scott Harper.
Wishing you continued success and leaving you with this question to consider. What milestone are you celebrating? How are you going to build on that to create new value in the changing world?
Growth Igniters and Growth Igniters Radio with Pam Harper and Scott Harper are registered service marks of Business Advancement Incorporated. All Growth Igniters Radio episodes are copyrighted productions of Business Advancement Incorporated, intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other uses, including copying, editing, redistribution, and publication without prior written consent of Business Advancement Incorporated, are prohibited. All rights reserved.